Kyle Hamilton designed Delmarva north of Road 302, west of Route 5, a variance from the maximum height requirement. What's your name and address?
Kyle Hamilton, 33221 Wandering Lane, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this height variance, 10 feet?
We are building a community center for the development Independence, which is located on Route 5. There's a quick information packet with the rendering, floor plans, site plans being passed to you all. It's 22,090 square feet, pretty large community center, with a center cupola, basically Jeffersonian architecture, kind of a ploy between a Monticello design and some more traditional beach architecture. The center cupola, in order to maintain the appearance correct without making it look basically short and stubby, comes up to about 52 feet. It's unconditioned space. The top portion that's above the height variance is actually a pre-built aluminum and copper, with, I'm sure there'll be some cedar trim stuff around the base of it, system that has no access to it. There's no equipment up there. Honestly, about the only thing that's going to be up there is one light bulb, maybe a set of light bulbs up there, depending, just to make it look right. But there's no floor space, no accessible space up there, not conditioned at all.
Whereabouts within the subdivision is this going to be located?
If you look at the main entrance, right here, dead end into the community center.
Right here.
There, and then there's a blown-up site plan on the last sheet that shows the amenity area. I didn't measure it, but it's going to be in the neighborhood of 1,500 to 1,600 feet off the road.
This total development, does it entail the whole 332 acres that's on the application?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the entire development is 332 acres. There's a set amount of acres that are open space and a set amount that is the development. The only thing I'm contracted to do at the moment is a community center. The community center is in the amenity area, as close to the center of the development as possible, being on the main entrance.
You said it's building the as the cupola is 1,500 feet from the road?
From Route 5, yeah. I didn't measure it. I was just actually looking at that myself before I came in here, and it's going to be at least 1,500 feet from Route 5. And in the neighborhood of several thousand from whatever the side road is, which is County Road 302.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Cave?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Upton? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Or are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Do you want to come forward, ma'am? Sir, you can sit down right up front here if you would.
I have one letter also.
Are you going to do
You want me to swear her in?
Yes, swear her in. Ma'am, you need to be sworn in, please.
Oh.
Again, is there anyone else here in opposition so we can
have
you all sworn in at the same time? Would you please come forward then, ma'am? If you want to speak, if you're in opposition.
I grow the limb.
Okay, well, that's that's probably what she'll read after we get this lady sworn in. Does that suffice, or would you still like to speak? Okay. All right, ma'am.
My name's Tiffany Derrickson. I live at 30234 Harmon Hill Road, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm strongly opposed to Design Delmarva, the Shell Brothers' request for a special variance for the maximum height requirements. I feel it is imperative that Delmarva, that the board denied Design Delmarva, the Shell Brothers, a special variance for the maximum height requirements due to the fact that the Shell Brothers should already feel fortunate that planning and zoning approved the 400-plus home development on 330 acres in a level 4 area. The Shell Brothers should already feel fortunate that their development was approved in an area that does not have access to county sewer, does not have adequate infrastructure, and the development is not in character with the surrounding houses on Harmon Hill Road. The Shell Brothers are marketing the Independence development to the out-of-state 55-year-old and older person who is never going to pay into Sussex County what they get out in services. This type of community is not good for the citizens of Sussex County or Sussex County as a whole. More importantly, these developers are already out of control. On February 5th, 2007, I had to contact the Shell Brothers and inform them that they had put stakes on the Stevenson Farm, the neighboring 140-year-old working farm. Apparently, they were planning on using part of the entrance, part of the Stevenson Farm, to make an entrance into their community without ever even contacting the owners. If the Shell Brothers do not even know where their property line is, how can they be trusted to be given a special height variance? Who knows what they will try and build? Therefore, I feel it is imperative that you deny Design Delmarva, the Shell Brothers, any special variance for a maximum height requirement. And I have been in contact with Ted Bishop at DelDOT as well, and I also have a copy of my letter to submit with pictures of the stakes and stuff that were put on the farm.
With all due respect, the only issue tonight has to do with the height of a cupola on that building right there. So explain to the board how your comments reflect on that particular application.
Because this building is going to be at their entrance, which that is the issue where they...
Well, the applicant's representative pointed it out on the map and testified that it would be at least 1,500 feet from the road.
Well, I just think it's important to, you know, when just how people go about things, about their character, and when they don't know currently where their property line is, and to what they're developing of asking special requests for things, you know, just don't know what you may get. So it just concerns me, and that's what I'm here to express.
Okay.
Thank you. Now you have a letter.
I have a letter that pretty much says what she says. It has some other things in it.
If it addresses the cupola, read it into the record. If it doesn't, don't.
They are against the variance change from 42 to 52 feet in height. There, in the immediate area, there are not any structures 42 feet high along Route 5. And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
The rest is
not relevant
to the application itself, other than those two.
I didn't want to see it.
There's none in that area, and there's none in 42 feet.
Right. There's no.
No other ones.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll allow you a quick response.
In response to the no things in 42 feet, there's Baywoods Green Clubhouse, which is, I'm sure you all can look it up in your variance records. I want to say it's about 60 feet in the air, 62 feet in the air, and that is probably less than 2 miles from this development. This is, you turn off of 5 Long Neck Road, off 24, probably about 2 miles down the road, and Baywoods Clubhouse is immediately next to 24 and 5 intersection.
Okay.
I have one question for you.
Sure.
How far along is your development?
As far as the development and construction of it?
Yes.
I think they've just started site work in the last 3 or 4 weeks for the development.
You have nothing constructed as far as any houses?
No, nothing's constructed in part of this building. We wouldn't even submit it for a permit without a variance for it. It's not worth wasting the time finishing the drawings and everything until we know that we can exceed the height restriction with our cupola.
All right, well, we thank you for that. Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like a motion to take case number 9773 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman, second by Mr. Hudson, that we take case number 9773 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. That means your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or call the office in the morning to see if there was a decision made. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Next case, please.
Case number 97.